This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
First of all, I want to say that it's a great honor to be in your podcast. My name is Rory. In my language, it's my light. The meaning, and I have a website, a blog website called Session for Businesses, which is for business owners, entrepreneurs, digital marketers, and its purpose is to help them improve their skills, their sales, marketing, and business development skills.
Well, Ori, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Question number two, what is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
I like this question. First of all, I want to separate my answer to two parts. Okay. The first one is that being able to do what I like, to enjoy, that I know that every morning that I get up and I work in my project, in my website, and I like it, and it's joyful for me. So this is the first part that I can say, oh, this brings me a large smile on my face. The second part is being able to help other entrepreneurs that I know that they're going to get inside my website and get the information they need to address their needs, to be able to be the best they can be in their business, to get the practical information and to implement it on their business.
Mm. And I can hear the passion in your voice about that, and I really like that a lot. Yeah. Question number three, I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
Okay, so I haven't read this kind of book, but I can tell you that in my point of view, always look back. Why did you open your business? What made you open the business, start the business? Because the path, the road we are taking is tough. We have a lot of competition, and it's really harsh, you know, to stand out. So we need to understand that, and we need to know why we are doing that. Every time we get up in the morning and we decide to run the business, we have to have a decision every single day. So we need to remember why did we do that and why we enjoy it. Because you need to enjoy from the road, the path we are taking.
I totally agree with you. It's interesting because, you know, if you don't know what your purpose is, you don't know where you're going, and it creates a lot of stress, etc. It's great insight that you share there. Thank you. Question number four, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude and care for customers, what advice would you give to other business leaders?
Okay, so I'm not quite sure that I'm in a place that I can advise other business owners, but I can say something from my point of view, my perspective. Mm-hmm. I always, in the morning, when I open the computer, I look over statistics, numbers, data, mm-hmm. facts. You know, people, when they get decision, they get from emotions, and it's a huge mistake in the business. The only thing that run the business and it's above it, it's the numbers, it's the data, it's the facts. We need to look at several facts, at plural several facts, and to see that they aim to the same direction, that we can get a conclusion, decisions, the right decision for the business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and would you agree that when you have the facts, they're clear, and it can help with making the decisions that are based on obviously factual evidence versus in theory what might be working?
We need to check it. Mm-hmm. It's like every time we get a decision, we need a research. You need to check and to think what can be the direction you want to aim to, the goal you want to reach. Mm-hmm. And then you need to check if you're going to reach this goal. There are, of course, milestones that you need to check them and to see that you reach the milestones in order to reach the goal. And then if you're not going to reach the goal, you see that the milestones you reach the milestones, which is lower than what you should get in order to reach the goal. Maybe you need to change it. And of course, there is another thing. You need to see that, for example, you have like to write 5 posts on the same subject, but in a different angle, you know? So, and then you need to see how many engagement do you reach for this post. And are you going to reach the goal, to accomplish the goals you want to reach or not? So if not, maybe the goal is too high, or you need to think on another subject, another topic that would interest the target audience you aim to.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very insightful. Yeah, it's basically looking at what the effects are and which one resonates with the target audience and which one doesn't. Am I right?
Yeah. You need always to keep in mind that we need to research everything. You know, we research and we see that our actions actually delivers what we aim to, what we want to accomplish, to achieve. If we do, so it's great. But if we don't, we don't want to go with our head inside the wall, right?
That's exactly right.
we want to bypass the wall. We want to think, okay, how are we going to overcome it, this obstacle. So we need to think whether we need to check the numbers and analyze it and see if we are going to reach the targets or not. And there's no room for emotions here. Emotions is only for managing other people, because they get decision from emotions. So we need to broadcast in the same level.
Excellent. Love it. Question number 5. What other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
Actually, I haven't asked someone, but I think there is maybe someone whom I connected with on LinkedIn. But I have, of course, to ask him first. He writes for other business journals, so I have to ask him.
Okay, great. No problem. And our final question number 6. Please tell me about your first job.
Oh, this is a nice question. actually, it contradicts what I'm doing right now. My first job was, I was a guide for disabled people. Mm. And I had to guide them, to escort them, to do the simplest tasks you can think of, like going to the bathroom and eating, and even really simple motor actions, like motor tasks, like putting disposal forks inside nylon bags. And I needed to help them doing that. And the reason I've done this, because it's really, really tough job. It's one of the most, most challenges that I've made in my life. I wanted to work in Africa, and I need to show my seriousness to NGOs, to show that they are really serious about my intentions. So I decided to take this job and to help others. And I wanted to work in Africa in education. It didn't work out as I wanted, so I became a business owner. But you know, life can be surprising, and maybe in the future I will do that.
And but for the time that you did it, I'm sure that you must have really felt a sense of satisfaction for helping people who really needed the help. Am I guessing right?
Yeah, it was really, really satisfying, and I knew that I'm helping them. And you know, it's small steps. It's really, really teeny steps. You have them because it's not like us that we can learn faster, and if we see that something is wrong, we can fix it. Okay, we can change our ways. They don't know how to do that, so we take him step by step, and you see after a period of time small changes, but it works so much. It's amazing.
I can only imagine. Wow, what a great story. And Ori, thank you so much for being on the show. How can people find you?
How people find me? they find me through my posts. I try to post every day on LinkedIn and even on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, they can find me also on my website. Some of the words I rank on Google. And I'm trying also always to improve myself and to find other ways to reach people. So probably in about a period of time, probably they would find me in other places. So, but now the most significant place, platform that I used to be is LinkedIn, which probably is the best right now for business owners.
Perfect. This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning a Business in Life podcast. Get hundreds of amazing business insights from previous guest episodes on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Have a great day, Professor Alexander.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.